Next week, the state of Arkansas will attempt to partially clear its death row before the option of lethal injection is no longer available. 7 death row inmates to be executed in the span of 11 days. The final execution will take place on April 27th, which is 3 days before the state's supply of the controversial lethal injection drug midazolam expires. Midazolam has never been used in the state before, and this expiration date on the package is the cause for this Russian executions. According to the Arkansas state attorney, all 7 men set to die have exhausted their appeals. Bruce Earl Ward and Don Williams Davis, they will be executed first on Monday, both convicted of murder in the 90s. Their deaths will be followed by the executions of Stacy Eugene Johnson, Liddell Lee, Jack Harold Jones, Marcel Williams, and Kenneth Williams. The governor, Asa Hutchinson, says he's fully behind this step, but Tom Mayer, deputy managing editor at the Marshall Project and the website The Next to Die, which tracks scheduled executions across the country, says attorneys are working around the clock.
This is putting a lot of pressure on the way these executions are usually handled. There are concerns from the corrections officials themselves. A group of about 24 former correction officials from around the country have said this is putting stress on the people who have to carry out the executions. At the same time, the attorneys for the 7 men that are scheduled to be executed this month are saying this is impossible. Each one of these cases has an incredible demand on the people representing them, and they're having to choose for every hour they spend representing one of their clients, another one is suffering. The lead public defender for the federal system, who's representing the 2 men scheduled to be executed on Monday, she's saying she only found out on Wednesday which one of them is going to be first. She doesn't even know who to focus on, and as she's trying to prepare the last-minute appeals.
Can you have any sympathy for the state, though? I mean, they have a dual mission here. They're supposed to carry out these sentences that were decided by juries. That is what they're supposed to do. If nobody wants to make the chemical that permits the execution to happen, their sentence is kind of being overruled by some chemical company. From the standpoint of a citizen of Arkansas, how are you to resolve this?
This has been an ongoing debate in Arkansas and many other places, including Arizona and Louisiana and Ohio, where they've had these problems getting these drugs. They've instituted secrecy laws in Arkansas to try to get around this issue, to make companies more comfortable selling the drugs. But also, there are the competing interests. The families of some of the victims have said time and again in clemency hearings, you know, we're tired of this dragging on. It's now been almost 30 years in some of these cases. They want some finality, but is being questioned in the courts whether this is the way to resolve it. Can you really push these through just because of an expiration date on a drug?
Pushing these through is, you know, I mean, that 11 days, 7 executions, it's not unprecedented in U.S. history, I suspect, is it?
In the modern era of the death penalty, since it was reinstated in 1976, no one state has carried out so many executions in this short amount of time. I believe there's a stretch in the 90s when Texas did 8 executions in about 2 weeks. But that has really dropped off. I mean, in the last 5 or 6 years, we've seen the number of executions happening nationwide are a fraction of what they were at the height.
From the victim's perspective, if it's taken 30 years, I mean, what does that even mean, pushed through? You know, if they've already waited 30 years, does that even have any relevance?
For the victim?
Yeah.
Maybe not. But I think many would argue that there's still a process that needs to be played out in the courts. They still have appeals to file. And it seems like they're not having the opportunity, particularly if they're dependent on public defending services, to get all of their claims heard in time.
Is the death penalty dependent on people willing to do what is necessary to carry it out? Or are they two separate things?
That's a wonderful question. I think in many places they're two separate things. I mean, you can see that there are hundreds of people on death row in California, but no real expectation that any of those sentences are going to be carried out. I mean, I think we've seen that while there's still the capital punishment is on the books in 30-some states, there's only about 7 or 8 states that are actually carrying out these executions. We've seen that dwindle year after year, and I think we're going to, particularly as this argument over the availability of drugs and the struggles of some of these states to acquire the drugs they need and the workarounds they're trying to find, I think it's going to continue to dwindle. There's a handful of states that are really committed to carrying out executions, but many of them, I think the cost is starting to climb too high.
In your, you know, editorial capacity, who is most, I think, alarmed and emotionally suffering as a result of what's likely to happen next week or what might happen next week?
I have no idea how to answer that question. I mean, there are so many people that are alarmed for a lot of different reasons. I think the families of victims are alarmed at the way this is being played out. They feel like they're being torn through a system and they're not getting justice. At the same time, there are other family members of the victims who have gone before the clemency board in Arkansas and asked them to commute the sentences. At the same time, there are the men themselves that many of whom have had execution dates before. Many of them have had more than one over the past 5 or 6 years, and they've been called off again and again because of this litigation over the lethal injection drugs that they use. There's also the corrections officers that are being sort of potentially traumatized by having to go through this amount of executions in a short amount of time. There's the defenders who are working around the clock to try to do whatever they can to represent their clients' needs. I think there are a lot of people that are going to be under a significant amount of stress over the next couple of weeks.
Tom Mayer is deputy managing editor at the Marshall Project and the website The Next to Die, which tracks scheduled executions across the country. Tom Mayer, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.